You keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And, well, we got a lot of things to talk about. We had a reduced to judgment case that already had a judgment in place and a motion for sale. And motions to dismiss were filed after all of this. All was left was the sale. The judge, the kangaroo judge, all she had to do, it's a woman, is say, okay, and go sell it. She backed down and made the U.S. of A. get around and put in a response. These people put in a response. The magistrate did a report and recommendation, and of course, they never admitted anything. They're still claiming that United States of America are the same thing, which they are not. And so I'm going to be using that case because you see, this judge, she's actually, like I called her in this briefing, a major inquisitor. That's what she is. This is one hell of a con game when you really understand and can prove it. How they get people done criminally, how they get people on books and record. The first case where we had them walk away, when I say I provide legal research and people change it and they use it because I'm not practicing law. For all you people out there that's listening who think you're going to get me in trouble, I provide research. They can change it, modify it, whatever they want. First case was McAlpine's. IRS packed up on the books and records based on, which is not in the case, a letter that was sent to Allen, an IRS attorney, and to the attorney on the three forms. I'll look them up in a minute here. That they don't ever do. Hardly ever. And he didn't want this adjudicated. So the attorney withdrew the petition. Now, of course, they put somebody undercover in McAlpine's case, so they were out to get him, and actually went to his dentist office. I think he played golf with him, and now he's under criminal indictment. McAlpine has chosen with somebody else, Ed, to proceed forward on the criminal, so we'll see how it turns out. I don't know what they're doing, so we'll see. I know what I deal with. I deal with laws of the United States, and things I can prove with their stuff, which I have access to in the congressional records. I don't have all of them yet. I have legislative histories. I have revisor's notes. I have a couple of books in 1948, of which there are very few in the whole world in existence that are public records to use. And revisor's notes stand, as does legislative history, in clarification of any sort of a statute. Of course, the United States doesn't do statutes of the United States. I've got to get that all documented, but it started out statutes of the United States, and they did statutes of the United States with laws of the United States, and then they just did laws of the United States. Then they did public laws with the laws of the United States. Now all we do is public law. It's amazing. That started around the turn of the century, 1900, when they started to change all this stuff. When we had the 17th Amendment, and we had the Federal Reserve come in, and we had 1933 when March 3rd, they got rid of the president that was head of Roosevelt, I can't think of his name right now, repealed 1,006 statutes. And FDR on the very next day, March 4th, started off with the National Recovery Act, and lo and behold, he said that executive orders This is out of the Federal Register legislative notes. And agency regulations are law. That happened March 4th, 1933. They have been working on this since before the Civil War. And it's taken them all these years, and it is really deeply implanted in our republic. That's what we call the deep state, is one word you could put to it. The complete overthrow of our republic. It's still there. It's just that we, you and me, have contributed to it. Each, everybody listening has contributed to the overthrow of our republic because we don't understand. We've not been taught. We've been fed lies. One lie after another. And boy, these guys are really good at it. They really must have read Saul Alinsky's book that was dedicated to Lucifer, Rules for Radicals, of which I have. Never admit the con. Always accuse the other guy of what you are doing and more. And you will never hear them admit that they were caught in a lie. Hillary was a star pupil. She met Saul Alinsky and wrote a thesis on him. Obama was a star pupil. And it works. For the illiterate, ignorant, and stupid, it works. It works great. The stuff that's going on, it's hard to imagine. Do you know that there aren't any constitutional courts in the United States except the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court of the United States? How can that be? Do you know that there are no public officers of any of the several states? There's nobody working in these states. The elections that were held were all, and they're bogus to begin with, they're all under the National Voter Registration Act that defines a state as a state of the United States, and it only, they say, has application to the president, vice president, and Congress, and District of Columbia. How can that be? How could they have had elections? This happened, this National Voter Registration Act is in 1993. And they were doing it before that, too. But that's a very definitive where they put it all together. See, one of the games that they play, and I say game, one of the cons, I guess, is probably a better way to describe it. They will put a little definition, another definition over here, another definition over here. Then all of a sudden they put them all together, and then when they get this into another act, like the 1993 National Voter Registration Act, they put a link to see this, which has been now repealed, which is moved someplace else. So you got to have the ability to track it all down to see what the hell they're saying. That's really a... I mean, I've seen it so much that I understand... I understand what they're doing, you know. I got a message here. Somebody's trying to call me here on my cell phone here. Anyways, sorry for that. This is a major thing that happened on a motion when they put in to reduce the judgment and save somebody's property. It's a major thing. It's a major thing, books and records. I've never seen either one of these happen before. I'm sorry. Maybe they're out there. I don't know. But to get them actually back up and walk away. There are things that they do not, cannot have out. You know, in reality, that every United States District Court that was filed under United States of America since 1913 is illegal and unconstitutional. Everyone. They changed the real party of interest from United States. It worked really good from 1789 to 1913. And as soon as they did the 17th Amendment, where the legislatures of the several states lost their standing in the Constitution of the United States. And it was put over to be citizens of the United States to elect the what would be called senators of the United States, now called United States senators. Everything is different. It's really in the words, and you really got to pay close attention. And these people are a certain, there is a certain, not all, there is a certain group in the Department of Justice that do know how to distinguish between the two. When you read their briefs, you'll see how they will flop back and forth between United States Constitution and Constitution of the United States. They know. There's not a lot of them know this, though. We don't know because we're not taught. We look at it and we're, you see, U.S. Constitution, United States Constitution, Constitution of the United States. There's only one of them that has application to us, if we understand it. The rest of it is all a con. But we don't know that. How are we going to know that? It's not taught in school. Wasn't taught in any school I went to, and I was paying attention when I went to school. I only got to, through high school. I went to start in the University of Denver College, and it was so far behind what I had in high school, I got bored and I got kicked out because I wasn't showing up. I was making the grades, but why the hell show up for something I'd already had a long time ago? This is a major thing that happened in this case and is reduced to judgment. Now, what's coming up is David Toppin has agreed in Massachusetts. This case is 4-17-Charlie Victor CV-40011. It's in Massachusetts. 4-17-Charlie Victor-40011. Monday, there are going to be motions to dismiss. There are going to be interrogatories, depositions, admissions, which you can do an unlimited number of admissions, to find out some of these things. I have 110 cases I found in Westlaw from the Department of Justice in their complaints, in their briefing. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. How does that work with the 10th Amendment? See, that's the thing you start doing, is you start comparing one against the other when they make these statements. Well, if this is true, can the other one be true? 10th Amendment doesn't say that. That was part of the original organic Bill of Rights. 10th Amendment says, and I quote, the powers not delegated to the United States, doesn't say United States of America, by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively and to the people. That seems really clear to me. There's reserved, there are what? The states and the people. Those are the two parties to the Constitution. It's we the people. To the Constitution of the United States. Seems real simple to me. So then we come along with, let me bring this up, the what we think are elections for public officers of the several states. What is a public officer of the several states? Let me pull up that module. I got a module that I built. Found the absolute best module on. Oh, back in a minute.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity. But thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here. What do we do? What is a public officer of one of the several states? Left cases, the several states, these are sovereign countries, basically. They were sovereign. They were known as the several states when they joined the Union of the States. They each have their own constitutions. They each have their own laws. And the federal courts that are located within the territorial boundaries of these several states is a very limited jurisdiction. Very limited constitutional courts. And they all have to arise under Article 3, Sections 1 and 2. Now, admiralty does not arise under, but it exists because of, it's been in existence for a long time, and actually even states can do admiralty law. But what is the best case I've ever found? I spent a lot of time researching this out. It's State versus Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. And it's found at 257, P as in Paul, 411. And it's out of the Supreme Court of Montana, 1927. And it goes from pages 413 to 418. That's 257, P as in Paul, 411. Quoting, after an exhaustive examination of the authorities, we hold, there are five elements are indispensable in any position of public employment in order to make it a public office of a civil nature. One, it must be created by the Constitution or by the legislature, or created by municipality or other body through authority conferred by the legislature. Two, it must possess a delegation of a portion of the sovereign power of the government to be exercised for the benefit of the public. 3. The powers conferred and the duties to be discharged must be defined, directly or implied, by the legislature or through legislative authority. 4. The duties must be performed independently and without control of a superior power other than the law, unless they be those of an inferior or subordinate officer created or authorized by the legislature and by it placed under the general control of a superior officer or body. 5. It must have some permanency and continuity. It cannot be only temporary or occasional. In addition, in this state, an officer must take and file an official oath. And when you're using that, you want to think, because you can do an oath of office. You want to do an oath of office as a public officer. Big difference again. Anybody can do an oath of office. I got an office. I just create my own. Hold a commission. That's called a civil commission. And that is an appointment by somebody that has the authority, like in our, quote, state. It's supposed to be done by the governor. It's even by statute. And has to be signed by the governor. And it says it's term and all that in the statute in Alaska and our own state of Alaska. Executive says we don't do civil commissions. But yet we got, quote, judges. And they show up, and guess what they have? An appointment letter. The governor sends him a letter, says, thanks for accepting the appointment. Did they think, well, that's stupid? Yep, because nobody ever checks this stuff out. The governor thanks him for taking the appointment. Wait a minute, you're the dude that's supposed to be issuing a civil commission, of which, by the way, I found one. Me and a couple other people were doing research out of Juneau and out of the federal archives. We finally found an original one in 1966, a real one, signed by a governor, 1966. They don't do them. It says, or other written authority. That's called, you have a, by the divisions of elections. You have a certificate of the election and that you are, by the qualified electors, that you have been elected by the citizens of that state. Or give an official bond. We have in Alaska an official bond, judges don't, but they were supposed to be, by two bonds of freeholders. Land free and clear. And the purpose of an official bond is so that when these public officers operate outside their authority, like a sheriff, which we have not in Alaska because we didn't even get a smell of being one of the several states, you could sue under that bond and grab their property. That's what makes them honest. When they have to put up their stuff. And if they get outside their authority, you sue against that bond and you take their stuff. Make them homeless. And it says, if the latter be required by proper authority. That is the best case. State versus Hawkins, 257, P as in Paul, 411. Supreme Court of Montana, 1927. They go on to say further, the court may not presume the existence that any of the defendants are in fact either judicial officers of the several states or executive officers of the several states. Quoting, we may not presume he is an officer. It must be shown. It must appear in the record. End quote. Like I say, I got this whole module. I spent a lot of time getting this worked out because I could not understand what we were doing in this kangaroo nonsense state up here. Quoting also, State versus Cole, another case. This is out of Supreme Court of Nevada, 1915. It's amazing how all this stuff has all gone away anymore. An office does not spring into existence. This is 148, P as in Paul, 551. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here. And so I couldn't understand. I'm getting all this information. I got all these oaths up to about 2 years ago of every judge. None of them will match Article 12, Section 5. 41 little words. I got them from the governor. I got them from the legislature. I got them from the boroughs. They're all smoke. They can't get 41 little words right. I took a notary public. We went down and had access to it. They since blocked us. That was a long time ago. To also, they had the employee affidavits, and every one of them is exactly correct, right down to the comma. And in this module I got, employees are not public officers. It goes on in great definition. I've got that lined out about you can't be changing the duties and all that other of a public officer. Judges are supposed to be independent, abound only by the Constitution and the laws of the state that they're in and the Constitution of the United States. I'm going to get into that in a little bit here to show you how, again, these United States District Courts. Nobody has ever taken this stuff up. It shocks the conscience. I know the attorneys in Alaska can't do it because they changed the name of the courts. The Alaska Bar did. From 3rd District to 3rd Judicial District and made it an administrative jurisdiction. They did that in the Alaska Bar. And then they made all the attorneys take an oath to operate in that. Rule 5 and Rule 64. They can't do constitutional law. They're prohibited. Unless they want to lose their job. Rex Butler was a black attorney that I used to talk to, one of several of them, and he was talking about some of these things that I'd found out, and he said, hey, I'm not going to do that. I'll lose my job. I'll lose my bar card. My wife will probably divorce me. I'll lose my can't make my house payments, my family. It's up to you, the people, to wake up. It's up to us. The whole thing is a con. In Alaska, we got Vanessa White. This is Dave Gladden's case. She admitted, I don't have an oath of office. I have no civil commission. I am an undersigned jurist, and I got a law degree, and I signed legal documents at the bottom. She put it in a damn order and signed it. Like, what are you going to do about it? Vanessa White out of Palmer. What are we going to do about it? First of all, you have to get the truth. You have to get the facts to back this stuff up. And this is what happened in this one case on this reduced to judgment. It gets so hot, they do not want this stuff out. They do not want out the fact that that court is an unconstitutional court. United States District Court comes out of the territory of Hawaii. Yes, it comes out of the territory of Hawaii. How did they do that? They did it in 1948. That's when they finally, the District Court of the United States, the Constitutional Court, it never got repealed. I've never been fined in 1948. They just put it in a closet and created a new one called United States District Court. That's the thing about good and evil. They always have to change the name. They can't use exactly the same words. I've never found where they always have to do something different. Never are they exactly the same. Now, they will take the words like United States means and give it new definitions applicable to that. That's when you got to be real careful what they're talking about. Because in there, they are using the same words, but they give it a new definition. They have to, then that's the thing is you and I guarantee you, I cannot fill out any government form and really understand all of the ramifications of it. I challenge anybody. It's not possible. There are so many embedded definitions that are inherent in all this nonsense we do. But the key is your status. It's like Esau in the Bible. He gave away his birthright for some porridge and lentil beans. That whole idea is the whole thing. And we can accept the character of a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury. It's like saying, well, I could be a head of a corporation. Punk, there's nothing illegal about that. The thing is, this is a fraud. All federal courts will not ever have a trial by jury, what they call a jury trial. Everyone on that jury has to say on the record in open court. They usually say, is anybody here not a citizen of the United States? They do it in the reverse so that nobody will stand up. Nobody's going to put their hand up. They don't even have a clue what the hell it is. Well, it must be one. We're all here, right? You have to agree to be tried by people that are outside the Constitution, that have no judicial, have no right of elective franchise, no right of suffrage, and you are not being tried by under the laws of the United States and the Constitution of the United States. You're agreeing to that. This is how I used to get these misdemeanors when they used. I was playing around with the driver's licenses and the registration stuff up here. Alaska does that. As soon as I get through, you guys are all, I'm sure, all learning the law here. You all swore that you're a citizen of the United States. What is it? Nobody had a clue. Next thing you know, we're taking a recess, and the charges are going to be dismissed, or they're going to try to work a deal out something. Isn't that amazing how that works? Knowledge is power, boy. This National Voter Registration Act really helps nail this whole thing down. It is just, it's right there. And the National Voter Registration Act, let me see what that is. Let me get the site on that. It is 107 Stat 77. It was done in 1993, May 20th, 1993. And what makes this so important? All your Internal Revenue stuff is all only for citizens of the United States. And how can we use this act to prove these things? Simple logic. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Findings and purposes. I love findings. How old were they found that? The Congress finds that the right of the citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. Doesn't say elective franchise. Doesn't say the right of suffrage. Fundamental right. And then they go on down. This is in section 2 on page 107. Then we go down to page 77. This, and we go down to the definition of on 78. The term state, in quotation mark, means a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. Well, guess what, folks? State of the United States. It's the same as Puerto Rico, by the way, which is in the United States District Court stuff. Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States. States, the subject, object, United States, of the source, origin, relationship, these an article. So when you say Texas is a state of the United States, that means it is a part of subservient under United States. It is a municipal entity, just as the territories are. But by this Voter Registration Act, that's it. It's only for citizens of the United States. Now, how do they hide this? So this really nails this. This is unbelievably conclusive evidence when you start putting this together. I had to get Westlaw to help me find out some of the stuff that I was finding out, because I couldn't track it back. I wanted to know the source of how they do this thing, how they do this nonsense. And what they do here is, in this state of the United States, they got another definition here, which includes the District of Columbia, territory of the United States, and all that nonsense. Well, like, of course, we know that that is a, this is under financial codes. But we'll get back to the definitions, and how do we hide this? How do we get around this stuff? This, let me find the right one here. It's this is the one right here. Is it's 52, United States Code, 30101. And what they do in that, the term federal office means. The office of the president, vice president, senator, or representative in, or delegate, or resident commissioner to the Congress. So it's strictly for the feds, federal office. And what they do here is, this is the game that they play when they go up. This is so slick. I got to hand it to them. I mean, once you understand this stuff, you can follow it through. So we go into the definitions of the National Voter Registration Act, which everybody participated in that voted. There is no other. There's nothing else available in these United States, within the several states. It's not available. Because everybody signs up to be a citizen of the United States. There's a couple that are United States of America. Neither one has any right of suffrage or the right of the elective franchise. All that is the 15th Amendment, right to vote, which I've read it several times over this. All that is a prohibition to the states that they can't discriminate. So when you show up at the building, they can't discriminate because of your race, color, and all this other nonsense. But you are only entitled under the right of suffrage and the elective franchise to cast a vote in the building if you're a citizen of one of that state, citizen of Texas or citizen of North Carolina, whatever. So how do they hide it? You see, in the definitions here, under the voting assistance and election things, the National Voter Registration Act, they say the term federal office, in quotation mark, has the meaning stated in section 30101, number 3 of this title. That's where you find out what a federal office is. But you see what they do there? That 5 U.S.C. 30101 is not under the National Voter Registration Act. It's under the disclosure of federal campaign funds, federal election campaigns, which is under federal campaign finance. See the game? We don't put it under the National Voter Registration Act. We say, oh, you got to go someplace else. And it has the same meaning under when you're donating money. So the federal office is only for the president, vice president, and those. It says so. It's in 301-01, and it's in number 3, federal office, means. And they say vice president, all that. Well, then, how do you elect a public officer of one of the several states? It's not possible, is it? No, what they don't tell you is then, if you look a little farther, you go down to the, this was a great research. I love when these guys think we're so stupid, which we are in reality. It takes some expertise to understand this nonsense. But they put together the research for you to show the fraud. This one is in 185. A period, L period, R period, that's the American Law Reports, 155. And they talk about it in here. But there's no, the elections are only for state office, it says so. But see, they quote an old 42 United States Code, section 1973GGXC. Of course, that's all been changed out of Title 52, so you have to be able to track all this stuff down because it's been moved. We see we move it around. We recodify it. Isn't that amazing? But it gets better. Because what is so telling? The 10th Amendment. They say here, this is in Article, Section 4 of this brief, the following authority adjudicated the validity of the National Voter Registration Act 42 U.S.C. 1973 GGXC, all others after, under the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution, not the Constitution of the United States again. These things are all important. And they say, is the Constitution over the defendant's argument that the National Voter Registration Act violates the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution? And they're going on to citing cases. Then they go in and say, the court said, 10th Amendment argument was based on their assertion that the power to regulate registration in the manner set forth in the National Voter Registration Act was not delegated to the United States and thus exceeded Congress's constitutional grant of authority. But the defendants pointed to no case which either directly or by analogy supported their position. They always use that. They use that a lot if you're reading this stuff. Well, you didn't cite any case or any authorities. That's why I always get the evidence, because I've seen that so much. It's just very irritating. And thank God, now this is a very interesting statement here. This tells a whole bunch if you read it carefully. The court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote. Whoa. Right there. Does not establish who's entitled to vote because there is no right of suffrage. There is no right of the elective franchise to a citizen of the United States. Supreme Court said so. So that doesn't establish who's entitled to vote, but rather establish the method which an otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise that right to vote. Boy, that's so important. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Is it said they were, this is a, there are several cases on this. Michigan was another. It says nothing in the act prohibits a state from adopting separate registration requirements for the election of state officials. In the case of citing this, well, I just get around and got to have a separate one. Well, why don't you do that? There's nothing that says you can't do it. And what they did in this case, this is a, it's CONDON versus Reno. And what was the, that is, it's out of the South Carolina, and it's 913 FSUP, that's the district court, FSUP 946. This is 1995, so that's fairly recent. What do they say? See, the bottom line is, You can have state elections. They want to have these federal elections just for citizens of the United States. That's the con. Because how did they do it before? Did we not have any presidents and all that other when we had citizens of several states actually going to the voting? Of course they did. Of course we did. So what do they say here? They reject South Carolina's national voter registration brief. And they said, the 10th Amendment provides no protection for South Carolina because the powers granted to Congress under the provisions of the 15th and the 14th and the 15th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Since the Constitution specifically delegates the power to regulate federal elections, and the NVR, the National Voter Registration Act, is limited to federal election, the court reasoned, there we go, there's another nice word, the 10th Amendment is inapplicable on its own terms. Likewise, the court continued, Congress's power under the 14th are not limited by the 10th Amendment. Can you believe this? It's absolutely true. 13th, 14th Amendment are not limited by the 10th Amendment. Well, how is that true? Because they created a fictional land of Oz, citizen of the United States, that is not a party to the Constitution of the United States, of which it is comprised of the states, the several states, and the citizens of the several states. Privileges and immunities of the several states, that's the civil rights part of it in the Constitution of the United States. And it puts how the legislatures of the several states elect senators of the United States. 10th Amendment has no bearing on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Duh. That's pretty damn obvious that we got a problem here, folks. The powers not delegated in the Constitution are reserved to the states and the several and the people. That doesn't have any application to the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. It says so. And the courts say so. And they're absolutely freaking right. If you understand, you can create a fictional citizen of the United States that is not a party to the Constitution of the United States as far as we, the people. And how do they get around it? It's called the character of the citizen of the United States. You can have the character as a citizen of the United States, but you're not one. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com.